News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We are joined by Sinn Féin's spokesperson on finance and public expenditure and reform, Pearse Doherty. Pearse, want to talk to you about what the governor of the central bank had to say yesterday. The economy is at risk of overheating. We need to run a surplus in 2019. Do you agree?
No, I think the governor of the central bank is doing what the governor of the central bank has to do in looking at the macroeconomic position of the government. Unfortunately, you know, what we have at this point in time is a government in the last number of years that have stripped away billions of euro of taxes from the economy, and without dealing with the crisis that we face. Indeed, I would argue that they've made the crisis worse.
Okay, just answer my question first of all.
So the point I'm making is that I believe that there should be a deficit this year.
Really? Even though we're the second fastest growing economy in Europe and have been for the last 4 or 5 years?
Well,
if we've a deficit now, how will there be money when the rainy day inevitably comes?
Well, first of all, the trajectory at this point in time would be that there would be a small deficit this year, and that's what Sinn Féin are planning their alternative budget on, which would actually result in us meeting our MTO, which is the fiscal rules. And as we know, the fiscal rules are there to prevent a boom and bust type of scenario that we've seen in the past during the Fianna Fáil era. But also what the trajectory shows is that the following year we would have a budget surplus. And if you weren't facing the crises that we face at this point in time, if you didn't have 10,000 people in emergency accommodation, if you didn't have 1 million people on hospital waiting lists, if you didn't have huge costs and pressure on families in terms of the cost of childcare or back to school, then you could have the type of debate that we should have.
Pearse, I have to put it to you, that sounds very like the argument Charlie McCreevy made when he was before that Oireachtas committee a couple of years ago, justifying the spending increases that went on during the Celtic Tiger.
No, what Charlie McCreevy did was a completely different thing that what Sinn Féin are arguing. Indeed, we've argued against the Sinn Féin.
They spent money on health, they spent money on housing. I mean, they didn't just, like, this idea that they were reckless in how they spent it, but it didn't just go into thin air. They actually did spend it on things that people demanded at the time and people thought were a good idea at the time.
First of all, if you look at the period in terms of the Charlie McCreevy policies, what they did was they actually reduced taxation to an unsustainable level and relied on taxes that were not stable.
Well, you want to take hundreds of thousands of people out of the tax net. Is that not unsustainable as well?
What we've argued for in the last number of years is that we shouldn't be cutting taxes in the way that the government have argued. For example, the government have argued in the past of abolishing the USC, which would bring 5 billion euro out of the tax net. Fianna Fáil have a very similar proposal, which would bring 3 billion, and Labour have a similar proposal to that. We took a non-populist view where we said that money is required because we want to open the hospital beds that both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil closed, that we want to build the social housing that McCreevy never did during that period of his end of his tenure.
Well, we hardly needed to build more houses at the end of Charlie McCreevy's tenure, in fairness.
The problem with Charlie McCreevy and Fianna Fáil's policies, and unfortunately continued by Fine Gael in their time in government, is that they didn't invest in social housing. They handed over tax incentives to the private sector, which resulted in a massive increase in private housing, but left the public housing stock in a position where we now find ourselves without the necessary housing to house our citizens. And that's why we have the fact that there's 3,800 people that are waking up this morning in emergency accommodation, whether that's in hotel beds or whether that's in B&Bs or what's called family hubs. So we need to get back to looking at what are the key issues that we need to deal with in the economy. And one of the best ways to make sure that we prevent a future downturn, and when a downturn, not prevent a future downturn, because a downturn will come, Shane, but the best way to be actually robust and resilient and be able to face that is make sure that we do not have a crisis in housing at that time, or that we don't have a crisis.
It's
health.
One
so
way.
We need to use
it's one way, but the other way is to have a decent financial buffer. So when tax revenues fall, which inevitably they will in the event of a recession, or if our corporate tax revenues fall, which is very likely to happen at some point in the next few years, that we have a financial buffer up there. If you're running a deficit at all, 4 years into probably the second biggest economic boom we've had in the history of the state, then we're going to be in trouble when the rainy day comes.
Yeah, well, that's why we are very, very clear that we need to get a position as quickly as possible where we have financial, where we have budgetary surpluses. And we believe that that position will be reached in 2020, in 1 year's time. The key thing here is that during that, how do we deal with the crisis that we face? And what Philip Lane has made very clear in his interview yesterday is that when you're increasing public spending, you shouldn't be just doing that by raising debt, but also looking at areas of taxation. And he argues very rightly something that Sinn Féin has argued for the last 2 years, is that incentives that were introduced at a time of recession, for example, the 9% VAT rate on the hospitality sector, that there's no justification for
Would you consider an SSIA, just very briefly, as he proposed?
I think an SSIA model is ill thought out.
Encourage people to save, not spend.
Well, the idea of obviously, first of all, there's a large section of society that have no capacity to save, even those who are in employment, as we know that 100,000 people are.
Yeah, there's also plenty of people who can. Do you agree with that as a concept?
But the idea that we would actually provide tax revenues to them to save, and at some time in the future, only when there's an economic downturn, that they would have access to that money, I think is very, very difficult and very cumbersome. Okay. And the question is should we actually put money into people who have the ability to save in the first place, giving them a scarce tax revenues instead of actually opening the hospital beds, employing the frontline nurses and consultants, and building the social houses, or reducing the cost of living burden that many, many families face out there and that find them struggling to get by. So it's about balance, it's about choices, but it's also about being prudent, and it's not about reducing
our taxes. Just very briefly, we are out of time, but just very briefly, will you have that concept of a wealth tax in your pre-budget submission again?
Well, for the last number of years, and we've played this out very clearly, the idea of a wealth tax will not be costed by the Department of Finance, so therefore
because for the reason that it's impossible to cost, because nobody in other countries, it hasn't brought in anything when they've introduced it.
That's exactly not true. But you know, for other countries have a wealth tax. Ireland did have a wealth tax. A wealth tax can bring in money, but the type of data that is required to actually cost it in terms of the model that we have provided isn't available to the Department of Finance. So what we will propose is looking at other areas of taxation. For example, that we should tax the banks. That it's not appropriate that Bank of Ireland or AIB, for example, shouldn't pay corporation tax on huge profits for the next 20 years. And there's many other areas where, outside of income, that we can increase taxation to make sure
we look forward to talking to you again.